1965, a little school down on the river, Breckinridge County, came up with a great player who was to be a former U of L great, now playing with the New York Knicks. Butch Beard scored 30 points and got 14 rebounds to lead Breckinridge County over Covington Holy Cross for the championship in 65.
That's Charlie Reuter. He's one of two official scorers for your state tournament. Reuter's seen that tournament for the last 29 years. He's looking forward to number 30 this week. Reuter's a walking who's who on the event. You snap your fingers, he'll give you an answer that's written somewhere in history. There have been lots of players now in the pro circuits that started in your state tournament, such as Jimmy Dan Connor.
They got me started on you know, a good college career, and you know, now I'm playing pro ball, and I attribute a lot of it to the state tournament.
And also Ron Thomas.
My biggest memory, I guess, when I was a sophomore, when I first started playing basketball, I come in the state tournament, my first game, and I did a pretty good job. So I guess that's probably my best memory from the state tournament.
The air in your city is already starting to feel that charisma. After all, the tournament is coming up later this week. I'm Bill Graham.
Breckinridge Training School up at Morehead College had a great player by the name of Sonny Allen, and they won the state championship that year in 46.
Official scorer Charlie Reuter reminiscing with WAKY about history. Now, if the air seems heavy today, it's because the state tournament is just a matter of days away. It's the time of the year that folks from the east and the west converge on your city to watch some of the best basketball in the country. The voice of Freedom Hall, John Tong, says that that air has not changed.
I think the atmosphere is the same atmosphere. You got the youngsters coming in. They enjoy the trip to the big city. The motels and the hotels are just full of frivolity and full of enthusiasm for their teams. You come into Freedom Hall here, and as soon as you walk in the door, the enthusiasm hits you.
Kentucky Colonel Bert Averett remembers that feeling well.
You know, it was quite a larger crowd, and it was a lot more excitement and enthusiasm seeing that it was more teams than being a state tournament. Kentucky is, you know, noted as being a basketball state, and I guess the opportunity to get to play against, you know, the Louisville area schools.
The state tournament, complete with the strong favorites and the unexpected from the Cinderella teams. I'm Bill Graham.
70 and 71, male high school dominated play those 2 years and won the championship. However, Anderson County came to the state tournament that year and defeated Central in the semifinals, and they were led by one of the most popular young players ever to walk on the floor for the University of Kentucky, Jimmy Dan Connor.
That's a slice of basketball history from Charlie Reuter. It's time again for a state high school basketball tournament, a tournament that the pros, the colleges, those who know, say is the best in the country. A man that's played in that affair, Jimmy Dan Connor.
I think Kentucky high school basketball is taken more seriously in Kentucky than about any place I've ever been, especially in the high school ranks.
Indeed. The tournament is number one.
This we have known for a number of years. We, by the simple fact of mathematics, that the number of college coaches who have the Kentucky State Tournament on their itinerary, their schedule, it's a must for anyone who's doing recruiting.
Lots of players, lots of teams, lots of folks are ready now for another carnival. I'm Bill Graham. It's state basketball tournament time again.
They got me started on, you know, a good college career, and, you know, now I'm playing pro ball, and I attribute a lot of it to the state tournament.
That's Jimmy Dan Connor. You first met him when he played for Anderson County. WAKY gives you more this week. Not only instant quarter-by-quarter and post-game reports later this week, but a slice of history today and tomorrow, only on WAKY. It's state basketball tournament time again.
We have 16 teams there. Each one of those teams have their own supporters there, and they think that their team's the best, and they're out to let everyone know that they are the best. And then when you get them two teams going at the same time, and the people will, it's just a great feeling.
That's Athletic Association Acting Commissioner Tom Mills. WAKY gives you more this week, quarter by quarter and post-game reports from your state tournament and history from the past. It's only on WAKY. It's state basketball tournament time again.
Just a circus, a carnival. As far as the people are concerned, it's getting together of old friends. They get together. The fellowship is tremendous.
That's Billy V. Wise, the assistant commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. WAKY gives you more. Complete coverage of the 1976 state basketball tournament with quarter-by-quarter and post-game reports. And a look into the past. It's only on WAKY.
In 60, It was an interesting year because we had a blizzard that year. Flaget won the state meet, beating Monticello, and Flaget was a loser. By that I mean they had been defeated earlier in the district tournament play that year and went on to capture the state tournament.
As we prepare for the 1976 state basketball tournament, let's think back to some of the great plays. WAKY has a man that's been running the show since 1943, Butch Sharmoli.
I've seen one shot, and I don't remember who made it, that threw it from the foul line all the way down, and they went in the ball game. It went in the basket and scored and won the ball game. Just a desperation shot.
Kentucky Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Billy V. Wise recalls action from a quarterfinal game in the 60s.
I was an official at this particular time, but we can go back to, I believe, the most dramatic, and I assume that's what we're speaking of, play in the state tournament when a gentleman by the name of Dumas, Austin Dumas, played for Dunbar High School. I remember the game very distinctly. Dunbar was playing Breathitt County, and Dumas hit about a 70-foot set shot, or whatever it is, he threw it, but he was a two-inch shot, and it went in, and Dunbar beat Breathitt County 1 point.
I'm Bill Graham.
In 75, last year, it was again Turner and Griffin led Mayo to the championship over Henry Clay of Lexington.
You read the who's who in pro ball, and you'll find a lot of heritage that actually begins with your state basketball tournament. WAKY asked a dozen people that have collectively seen in the neighborhood of 125 tournaments to name the best player, and we couldn't find a consensus. Athletic Association Acting Commissioner Tom Mills.
I would have to go back to my first tournament, and again, that was like Mr. Wise said. My first tournament was in the Armory to see Cliff Hagan, and I would say the same as he did, that at that time I thought he was the greatest player that I had ever seen. And since then I have seen many more, and to compare them is almost impossible.
Kentucky Colonel Ron Thomas, a player in the tournament for Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, that'd be close, because there's a lot of guys that went through there that played a lot of great ball. You got, you know, Mike Reed, and you got Sullivan, and you got Kobe, and it's a lot of great players going through that, so I'd be scared to say about that. Then you got Wes, and quite a few players, Butch Beard, and I could go on, but I'd be scared to single out one player right now.
Others have different opinions, of course, and we'll hear from them next. I'm Bill Graham.
That brings us to 49, and of course, no one can ever forget the outstanding performance in that final game between Owensboro and Lexington Lafayette, when Owensboro had a young man score 41 points in the title game to win the championship. That young man was Cliff Hagan.
Some say that Cliff Hagan is the best player to ever take the floor in a state tournament. Hagan is generally on everyone's list. The man that's been running the show since 1943, Butch Sharmoli.
Beard and Watts from Owensboro, and Hagan from down there, and Grommeyer from Manuel, and Puckett from over here at Clark County, and oh, there's hundreds of them.
You know, it's really hard to find a list of the top players to ever play in the state tournament. I mean, there's so many. Kentucky Colonel Jim McDaniels played. He's got his favorites.
Good players to come through Kentucky. Wes Unseld, Butch Beard, Jim Rose, Mike Reed, Clem Haskins.
Pinning down top players, like we say, is hard. Even picking the top team is difficult. But WAKY will try to do just that later. I'm Bill Graham.
In 1969, my first year as the official scorer, Central, led by two young men who were to achieve future college fame and play in the NCAA final, went down to Florida State and led them to the NCAA final. Ron King and Otto Petty led Central to the championship in that 1969 tournament.
That's Charlie Reuter. Louisville area schools have dominated the big trophy collection, but the smaller schools from around the state have tried, and some have been successful. And you talk about a Cinderella team once again, Mr. Reuter.
That would have to be Cuba. Cuba had a great team in 52, but they were not the favorite. Manuel had a tremendous team with Jack Burmaster. They had heights. They had all of the great athletes in this area, and they just won it.
And for now, Kentucky Colonel Jim McDaniels, it was a trip to the big city, a memory that he has never forgotten.
Just coming to Louisville, you know, because I'm the town I'm from is about 4,000 people. So at that time, for me, you know, it was a big thing to come to Louisville. You know, it was on television. It was the first time to really get any kind of exposure. To me then, you know, a big city.
I'm Bill Graham.
In 57, it was my privilege to be serving as the assistant principal at Eastern High School. And Eastern's Eagles gained state meet, and they lost in the final game to Lexington Lafayette, 52-55. I recall that I think Eastern sold some 5,000 tickets for that championship game, just that school alone.
Earlier, we tried to pick the top players ever to participate in the state tournament, and the list was long. Well, now we're going to shoot for the best team. Freedom Hall announcer John Tall.
Teams that impressed me over the years has been Central, because Bobby Graves has done a wonderful job with the teams he's had. He's had championship teams throughout. Then, of course, Mayo has been superior with Jimmy Hutter as their coach, and now with Wade Houston. And, of course, this year it's going to be a different story. We don't have Central. We don't have mail, so someone else is going to come by and impress us.
Jimmy Dan Connor gets specific.
The Central team that had Ron King and Otto Petty and that bunch, I guess that was about, 8 years ago maybe. And I was in attendance at that game. And I think that may be the best high school basketball team that I ever saw.
Assistant Athletic Commissioner Billy V. Y.
The bigger schools, I was thinking maybe a Central or Mail or Ashland. We can go back to the Brewers. We can go back into the 30s when I was a little bitty boy, and I used to read about them.
Well, let's toss it up. Who's your pick? I'm Bill Graham.
Going on in 58 was the first year that St. X had a great team, in which Gene Rhodes was a coach, and Ben Monholland led St. X to the championship.
That's then. What about now?
73, it was an all-Louisville final. Shawnee beat Mayo. Ronnie Daniels of Shawnee got 30 points and won the championship for Shawnee.
Two contrasting winners. The game of basketball has definitely changed over the years. Butch Sharmoli, the man that runs your state tournament, remembers.
I remember when I first came to Louisville that Manuel at one time beat Georgetown. I think it was 11-8 in the basketball. That is in the state tournament.
The voice of Freedom Hall, John Tall.
I think the kids are smarter. They do more things. The coaching has upgraded itself right on through the state. And this has been an effect, had an effect on the sport. Yes, it's better than it was.
And look for more noticeable changes as future tournaments unfold. I'm Bill Graham.
The next year was between Maysville and the Great Brewers teams in 47 and 48. In 47, Maysville won. The next year, Brewers won. Brewers was 31-0 in that 48.
In less than 24 hours, another state basketball tournament begins. WAKY is remembering the past, and we're thinking about the future. If you've ever been part of the tournament, you know the charisma that exists in Freedom Hall.
It's great. There's nothing greater than the Kentucky basketball at state tournament time when the fever gets going and then the ball starts bouncing and the people get behind their teams. Someone likens it to a carnival atmosphere, but really, that doesn't compare with it. There's just nothing that would.
Jimmy Dan Connor has been there firsthand.
Finally get to the state tournament, especially from a small town like Lawrenceburg and a small school like Anderson County. To us, you know, that was just a great feat in itself for us and something that we were proud of and happy to be a part of.
I'm Bill Graham.
In 74, it was again an all-Louisville final. Central beat Mayo, 59-57. Darrell Griffin led the tournament scores with 77 points, but in the semifinals, a Lexington Bryan Station young man scored some 30 points in two games and caught the eye of everybody and went to Kentucky, and he's now the star forward at University of Kentucky, Jack Goose Givens.
For Freedom Hall voice John Tong, this state tournament will be the best in the country. That's because past tourneys have been number one.
The high school tournament is something that I don't think anywhere else has like they have here in Kentucky. That includes Indiana or anywhere else. Kentucky just has that high school spirit, and it's a tremendous thing. You get caught up in it, and it stays with you.
Remember Ron Thomas, now a Kentucky colonel, but back then a Thomas Jefferson star?
Really, the high school tournament is, I guess, the biggest thing that a high school basketball player and his team can achieve. The first thing, you know, and then there's other, of course, the All-Star game, but that's individually. But I'm talking about as a team, I guess the state tournament is probably the max, you know. And everybody in high school looking forward to it. We come in here at Freedom Hall. They have 16,000-17,000 people, and a lot of us have never played in front of crowds like that, too, you know. So that's really has big influence on the players' game and coaches' game.
And the drama starts to unfold tomorrow. I'm Bill Graham.
In 67, another great team came to the state tournament, led by a young man who was to achieve everlasting fame at Western. It was Jim McDaniels. He brought Allen County into the state meet. However, they were defeated in the semifinals, but he made All-State. Earlington went on to win the championship, defeating Covington Catholic by 1 point in the championship game, 54-53.
Why hold a state basketball tournament? Well, there's an obvious reason, but there's a better, moral reason. Once again, official scorer Charlie Rudy.
The number one reason, I think, other than deciding the champion, is the fellowship. The fellowship and the sportsmanship that is generated through bringing these teams together in one site, and everything develops in one particular place. And we need more fellowship with each other.
We've talked about the best teams, the best players, anecdotes from the past these last 2 days. Tomorrow, everything starts to unfold, and WAKY will be there. I'm Bill Graham.
In 1952, who can forget Charles Dules Floyd from Little Cuba down in the western part of the state when he scored 20 points in the championship game to defeat the great Manuel team from Louisville 58-52.
It's almost time for another chapter in history. In the last 2 days, we've told you about 29 chapters. The next will be written today. The state high school basketball tournament begins. But actually, the state affair began a long time ago. Acting Athletic Commissioner Tom Mills on the man hours needed to prepare.
Several. We plan practically the year round for the tournament. When one tournament's over, we start planning for the tournament for the following year. And of course, as you get closer, the work gets more hectic. But I would say from the 1st of December until we actually toss up the ball, there are many man hours that go into it by several people.
And it's a fact. There are several people with responsibility to make sure that their concerns are in order. A meeting was held Sunday night in your city. At the close of that meeting, it was announced that everything is ready to go. And you can watch it go this afternoon at Freedom Hall. I'm Bill Graham.
In 66, Shelby County won the title over Mayo. Two young men led Shelby County to victory that year and went on to play for University of Kentucky and Mr. Rupp, Mike Casey and Bill Busey.
History begins to unfold this afternoon. That's when the state tournament begins. This year, a new face from Louisville will take the court. Once again, official scorer, Charlie Reuter.
Ballard has had phenomenal success since establishment of that school in eastern Jefferson County. Richard Smith will bring his first state tournament team to the state tournament, playing Hazard.
As the game begins, you are there for the enjoyment. But a lot of people have been involved in preparing that pleasure for you.
It starts almost by the time the school year starts. Our really busy season starts, of course, January the 1st of January for preparation for a tournament is our preseason ticket sales. Of course, we have to line up all of our workers that help us, assist us in making the state tournament what it is. And certainly it takes more than a few people. It takes several hundred people to make it to the success that it has been.
That's Billy V. Wise, the assistant commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I look forward to seeing you out at Freedom Hall this afternoon. I'm Bill Graham.